Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. We are back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us again. I am very excited to share our guest today, Christiana Schroeder. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm so excited to be here, Tori, and can't wait to share some of my insights, secrets, and of course, some tips on how to get you more visibility.
Awesome. I can't wait. I love when we, you know, are in the green room and we're already talking about the fun conversation to come. So let's jump in and let's talk about your journey. And I know that you have built such a powerful brand around helping entrepreneurs thrive without burnout. So what first inspired you and your journey to combine that business success with wellness? Let's start there.
Yeah, so as I was doing my PhD, the best time to burn out is probably when you when you study at a top-tier university to get a PhD in a foreign country, not knowing exactly what you're going to do afterwards. It's like, I have to finish. I don't really know what I'm going to do, but at the same time, I know that what I'm doing, I really love. And yeah. So when I did my PhD, I was just in it doing the research on obesity, how we can use small changes to improve food intake, well-being, and of course, tie that back to economics such as price and income changes. Yeah. So my whole life, I've always looked at small changes. And small changes meaning that we don't need to do these radical diets or overhauls in wellness to improve our well-being. It could just be small incremental changes. And that was really something that, when I really look back now, started my whole journey of what I now have petite practice, is my trademark, small changes leading to big impact. So doing my PhD, I had to take care of myself to finish, then starting my job. And then, of course, as I moved across the country to California, where I live right now, I started my job here being pregnant. So what better time to start a job when you're pregnant?
Right.
And to take care of yourself was even more important because it was just me. It was my daughter at that point then too with me starting my job. And I think that my life overall is a fantastic journey of, we sometimes wish for things, and when they do happen, they don't happen necessarily at the time when you think it would be perfect, but you just have to think, this is perfect right now. This is perfect right now because it's happening. And so I'm just grateful that it's happening. And I think that is another reminder to take care of yourself because you don't know when your dreams will become true.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love the focus on wellness because there's such a correlation between personal wellness and business wellness. And I was having a conversation with someone a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about a study that she had done about that correlation and how, like, the wellness of the business owner truly impacts the wellness and success of the business itself. And so why not focus on that importance? Because you know it's going to be a full circle turnaround, not only for yourself, but also for your business, your company, whatever it might be. So yeah, it's just amazing to think about just that, like you said, small, tiny mindset shift or practice shift or whatever it might be is going to make such a big difference.
Yeah, I always, because I'm a full-time professor at the university in California, I always tell my students, you introduce yourself first, and then I will share a little bit about myself, because I'm a firm believer. I want them to know people don't really care about how much you know. I'm not going to tell them and impress them with my knowledge. So people don't care about how much you know until they know about how much you care. And I care about them. I want them to feel welcome. I want them to feel included and being part of a community. And I honestly share with them what I do to take care of myself or what I do that I kind of messed up. And I'm very transparent and authentic about it. And I think that makes you a better leader because I care what my personal journey is like, the ups and downs and the little wins along the way, and I celebrate those with them. And I think that's really what makes my business so successful, that I look at every small step as something that it can be amazing, or it could be what I call a first attempt in learning, right? A fail. And that is just something that sometimes it's just expensive education where you maybe failed with something and it's like, all right, well, that didn't work. It's okay. You just have to keep going and you have to keep sharing those moments too, because that's really how you're actually building your business, that you're making yourself a better leader by being more vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think along the lines of being a better leader and being vulnerable comes with also being aligned and feeling aligned with what you're doing. And so I know that many women entrepreneurs specifically struggle with being visible without that burnout, and how do you help those women embrace the visibility in a way that makes them feel aligned and a sustainable way to continue moving forward?
I think one of the misperceptions about visibility really is that you have to be everywhere all the time and you have to look a certain way, and your visibility really only shines through if you first figure out what makes you unique. So the what, and then how you can share that. And that doesn't mean that you have to be necessarily on a stage. If you don't like public speaking, then don't do that. It could be a podcast, right? Or it could be you're writing a book. And it could even be a journey. You might start with a book and become more comfortable in sharing that on podcasts and then become more comfortable in getting on a stage. But I think that sometimes the burnout comes from the fact that you think, oh, now I write a book and I have to do all these things. Actually, when I prepared for my TED Talk, the best advice that I really gave myself was that there could be a day when my practice was amazing and I thought I had it all memorized. And then on the next day, I presented and it was really not great. The best advice I gave myself is you just have to give yourself grace. And that is something that with visibility is so true, because you're putting yourself out there, you're becoming more comfortable with being uncomfortable because it's this new territory, this new country of visibility, and everybody looks at you. And I think that is really what sometimes leads to burnout, that you think, oh, it's just like the perfect journey and everything will be great. It's actually really just not. No.
Two points I'm thinking about as I'm listening to you is what I always talk about with visibility is it starts internally, right? You have to be okay with being visible, and you have to understand your why and why you want to be visible. And then once you understand and feel comfortable and get clarity and that confidence inside of you, then that's when you can tackle that external visibility. And then it's also, finding ways to put yourself out there that are going to make a big impact while also be aligned with what you want to do. And so it's just like you think about all these things, right? External, internal, highlight reels, right? Like you look at other people and their visibility and you think, oh my gosh, they've got it all together. But behind the scenes, they may be falling apart. Or they it's taken them 10 years to get to this point. And so you can't measure yourself up against somebody's now where you are. You have to meet yourself where you're at, and like you said, have grace. Give yourself grace because you will get there. It's just you're on your own time.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, I love that you brought up the why. So even let's say you are speaking on a stage, right? So I just spoke to on the TED stage, right? To an audience, a live audience. You always have to think the reason why you are there is to share something that's really vulnerable to you.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
I knew from the get-go that I might cry on stage, which I actually didn't, but I thought there's a chance I might because
Yeah.
it's very personal to me. So the message really has to be your mess. And you have to be clear with the fact that the reason why you're becoming more visible is to help others. Period. That's it. It's not necessarily, oh, I want to do this to make money. That's just the outcome. If you're doing a great job, you will make money with it. But the main message is that you look at the people in the audience and you are there to serve them, to share something that will help them because it helped you. And
Yeah.
so you're becoming the megaphone of your message by being on these stages. And I think that sometimes it's disregarded. It's like, oh, I should talk about that because I know a lot about it. Well, but I mean, why do we care, right? And so it's like, huh. Yeah, I could talk a lot about different things because I know a lot about it. But
Yeah.
really what makes people listen is when you share like a moment that was really the aha moment for you, because in the way that you will talk about it will be the aha moment for the others, because you're going to be way more passionate than just describing the marketing mix or how to run a podcast. It's like, okay, get that, you know.
Yeah. When you lead with your heart, the impact is so much greater.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So you talked about a little bit about the TEDx talk. Like, what inspired you to do that? Because I know a lot of times, I mean, that seems to be a pinnacle of visibility and opportunity for huge visibility. Was that something that was on your kind of roadmap, or did it fall into your lap? Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Yeah, actually, I just researched this yesterday. So it just happened a couple of days ago. I gave my talk, right? And yesterday I sat down because I want to write a book now, The Runway to the Red Dot. And when you give a TED talk, you stand on this rug that's red, and people call it the red dot. Just like FYI, if you're like, what is she talking about? That's basically it, right? I always wanted to do that, but for some reason, I was actually afraid to verbalize that. So for me, it was kind of funny because I felt that I had it in the back of my mind, but I nearly felt like once I share that people are going to be like, yeah, right, because the chances of being accepted are so slim. And then, of course, people are like, you already have your job. Why do you want to do this? I mean, you are already a professor, so what's the deal, right? And I think that frequently when we have dreams, you have to tell others about it, because otherwise it will not ever become something that will become part of your journey. Because by sharing it, by saying it out loud, you are actually making it real, and it forces you to make it real because you're using words to describe it. I think for me, it was always there that I wanted to be on a stage and wanted to be a keynote speaker, and what better stage than TED? But I just didn't really verbalize it. And I have to say, I probably started thinking more about it during the pandemic just because I was doing more video creation. I realized, I guess I could be a one too many speakers because the video could be shared. And then when I went back to the classroom, I was back with my normal group of 40 to 50 students at the university. I thought there is an opportunity here to really share something in my message, one too many, that I should really consider. And then it kind of started living in my mind. And it finally, then at the beginning of this year, so just like 8 months ago, I really became super active in preparing for it and applying for it.
And did you always know what you wanted to talk about
Great, great
in the talk?
question. I think there is a journey there. And again, in my book, I'm going to describe this, but it's a little bit harder if you if you need to try on certain topics and see what fits. It's like going,
Yeah.
okay, let me give you an example. You go into a thrift store and you're kind of browsing, right? And so you go over to the shoes and you go over to the bag and you look at jackets and like you could probably find a gem, but you don't even know why you walked in. And somebody will ask you, can I help you? And you're like, oh, I'm just browsing. It will take a while, maybe until you find something, but you might find something amazing. I think it's the same
Yeah.
thing with a TED Talk or a keynote. If you already know what really changed your life or what is a message that you want to share with an audience, the whole preparation will be totally different. So for
Yeah.
me,
Yeah.
I started my trademark for my petite practice, the small steps, big impact in January. And that's the same time when I started my TED journey. So I knew I wanted to talk about that because that's really what helped thousands of other people. That's what I use in my personal life. So there's that vulnerability story there. There's, you know, there are testimonials there. There's, you know, a case study there. And so it just all kind of made sense to use that. I just had to figure out how to package it up. And so I was far more focused than like, oh, I want to give a TED talk. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but let's just do that. I think that is great too. But then again, it's a little bit more, you have to browse and you have to see what works and what fits and what feels good. And
Yeah.
let me make sure this is really, really clear. Every stage of TED has their own theme. So it's not like you are,
I
yeah,
never
the
thought of that.
quality matters. It's just that the topic matters. Does it fit what they are looking for? So it's not really they don't like you or your talk. They just, at that particular moment, weren't looking for that, right? It's again, it's just like going into a thrift store. You might find something amazing, but you're like, I don't know when I'm going to wear that. And so do I really buy it? Maybe not today. It's exactly the same thing. And I think you just need to be aware about that. I mean, I was on the stage. There were people there with me that applied to 290 other stages. Some people have been trying this for 15 years. And so what helps is to maybe in your mind become a little bit clearer. Is that the best time? Do I need to work more on my visibility now? Do I have all the pieces in place? And I think that's really what matters so much in a visibility journey. And kind of like figuring out who am I, why do I want to do this, and what do I care about?
Do you feel like your visibility and success prior to applying helped you s secure that
Yeah.
speaking opportunity? Is that really like the difference maker in your application versus the hundreds of others that came across their desk?
Well, what ultimately change their mind to accept me? We will never know. I don't know. It was my second application and it was accepted. So
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know that, right? But
But
what
then
I do
sometimes it's
know.
just timing, right? It's divine timing. You just never know. They were looking for a certain conversation or topic, and that's what, your application spoke to them, and you had this burning desire to share this story that matched what they were looking for. It's everything happens for a reason. We talk about this so much, but it
Completely.
truly, truly does.
And I think what helped me was that I was really intentional. So again, petite practice are small steps that lead to big impact. And I was really intentional. I was basically looking at a river that I wanted to cross, Ted being on the other side. And I was really intentional in putting all the steps in place that get me to the other side. And sometimes it was small steps, and sometimes I felt I was actually slipping off my little rock into the water. And I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work out or not. And that's okay too. But I knew I wanted to get to the other side. And so I talked about it a lot. And I also felt that everything else leading up to it was, making it a little bit closer. So I wrote my three books about it. I have my podcast about it. And I used the small steps, big impact in each of those visibility elements, right? So I have my audio, my podcast, I have my print, my books, and then of course I have my life coaching in the classroom. And so I use the same principle all over the place, and it became something that was becoming so unique in terms of my brand that I felt that that really what set me apart, that I had this whole system of visibility already set up.
Yeah.
And I think that helped a lot.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about like what's next after you've reached this, what I call visibility pinnacle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talked
yeah.
a little bit about writing another book, but what else do you see, you know, now that you've reached this level? I mean, obviously the sky's the limit for you and for anyone, but what's on your radar for that next level in your visibility journey, in your business journey, in your personal journey?
Yeah. So the first thing I thought when I met everybody there, the community was amazing. I would love to give another TED Talk because it was just such an amazing experience to be there, to meet these other change makers, these other ideators that come to this stage and share what they are passionate about. To really feel that is something that I would love to experience again.
Yeah.
And then of course I would love to keep sharing my message on keynotes. So now I'm writing my keynote, and I'm also thinking, of course, how can I benefit people the most? Is it doing live trainings to where they come to my beautiful corner of the world here in California, and I share that with them in the classroom? Is it via Zoom? Is it being in corporate settings? So that's really what next for me, that I now know what message I want to share. And I'm going to basically look at this as like, I made this beautiful little burger, and now I just need to figure out what the buns are.
Yeah.
That I can package it up and make it in different places. I always call it tomato sauce, right? So I have a really good tomato sauce, and I even like grew the tomatoes myself because I trademarked the Petite Practice. And now I'm just going to reuse that tomato sauce in different settings. So, you know, last night we made spaghetti, but today maybe lasagna, and maybe tomorrow it's going to be pizza. And so I'm basically looking at it as like, all right, to have something really good here, now I just need to figure out how to move on and use that and make it different. And again, help others in service of others. Like, how can I help others to get there? Which is why people kept asking, like, oh, how do you get to the TED stage? And I was like, well, I documented everything in my calendar, in my journal, in my notepads. And I certainly took some very unconventional ways of preparing for it. So I can't wait to write all this down.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Yes. I mean, the people were like, sometimes like, you did what? And I'm like, yep, it's going to go. Yeah.
Definitely in the book. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, it was just like Barbie slipping into her little heels and stepping on the stage. It wasn't quite like that. Not
yeah,
at all.
Never.
No.
That's amazing. I can't wait to read that book.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of wrap things up a little bit. And I want you to give some advice to the women listening who maybe feel invisible right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
what's one simple, powerful step that they can take today to boost their presence, their visibility, their success, or their confidence?
Oh, that's brilliant. And that's exactly what I talked about in my TED Talk, right? So I have this four-part system that helps us. And the first one is you have to simplify what your goal is. I think the overwhelm and the burnout frequently comes from looking at a goal and not even getting started because it seems so big. So simplify, break it down into little steps, and then choose the one you want to get started with. And secondly, honestly, when my TED Talk will become live, of course you will share it, but I think the second step is nearly the most important one, which is you have to tell somebody. So if you're listening right now and you're like, well, I have this thing in the back of my mind, simplify, and then you have to tell others what that thing is, right? Whether that's writing a book, being on a podcast, starting a podcast, giving a keynote, starting a workshop in your city. I mean, who knows what that is? You have to tell others, because then it becomes real. And then you have to also, and that's the third step, examine. You have to look a little bit on your past month or even week and figure out what worked and toss what doesn't work and do more of what worked.
Yeah.
That's really the recipe. You don't want to just keep looking forward, just actually reflect back. And then lastly, and that's the most important thing, is praising your progress. Frequently, we are so hard on ourselves, and where we are like, well, so here she is, you know, like she's speaking at TED and I don't even know how to get started and things like that. And again, I said, you know, this is obviously like an 8 month journey for me, but there were other people, it took them 15 years. So the progress doesn't necessarily mean there's a prescription for a time that works.
Yeah.
I think it's just step by step. So every day doing something on it is really what the magic is. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I always wanted to do X, Y, Z, then look at that four-step system, you know, the simplifying, the telling, the examining, and the praising progress, and try it out. And I guarantee you will see results. I guarantee you will see results. It doesn't even have to be an hour, just 15 minutes
yeah.
on each of those tasks. And I know things will happen for you.
I love that. Oh, it has been so amazing to have you on the podcast, sharing your story, talking to you, learning from you. Just hearing your journey has not only impacted me, but I know it will impact our listeners. And so I just want to say thank you for being a guest and having you here today. How can people get in touch with you, follow you to see that TED Talk? Where can they learn more about you?
Check out my website. It's Dr. written out. So it's D-O-C-T-O-R. And then my first name, Christiane. So that's Christiane. And that's my main page where I'm going to also, of course, post the TED Talk. And the books are available there. You can look on Instagram, dr.christiane. And of course, my YouTube channel, similar name, Dr. Christiane, is where I'm going to share some clips and everything of it.
Amazing.
And then my books are on Amazon. I'm working now on getting them out to more publishers. I'm going to speak at a big writers conference.
Okay.
So they are curious about my publishing journey as well. And again, it's a little bit less conventional than maybe what other authors are doing.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to share that in my upcoming book. But I think that if you have a question, just email me. That's the simplest thing. I check my email box very methodically. I am a professor, so I need to make sure that I answer questions. That's my full-time job, right? It's info@drchristiane.com. And I would love to hear from you and help you.
Amazing. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for being here. And I appreciate having you as a guest.
Thank you.